This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Trump has directed criticism lately at mail-in voting, a very popular method for U.S. citizens to cast their ballots. Trump has called mail-in voting mail-in cheating, even though he and his family voted in elections, including the recent special election in Florida, by mail-in voting themselves. But mail-in voting isn't new, not even close. Did you know? In 1636, the Massachusetts Bay Colony allowed white colonial men to send in written ballots if they weren't able to travel safely to vote at a polling place. It was the first time that white settlers in America could vote by mail. The practice is expanding now with mail-in voting's popularity widespread in the U.S. and in other countries around the world. In Helena, a patient with measles exposed everyone at St. Peter's Hospital to the disease. The recent measles exposure at St. Peter's Health Emergency Department has prompted public health officials to urge the public to avoid unannounced medical visits to the hospital or to doctors' offices if they think they might have the highly contagious disease. The Lewis and Clark County Public Health Department said that people present at the hospital's emergency department between Sunday, March 29th at 11:20 p.m. and the following Monday at 3 a.m. may have been exposed to measles. The exposure comes after 5 measles cases have been identified in Lewis and Clark County since March 15th. The health department said it is working to identify and contact at-risk people, but did not specify how many people may have been exposed. Residents identified as being present at St. Peter's ER during those hours will receive a text message or a call from Lewis and Clark Public Health with further directions for testing, isolation, and treatment. Health officials urged residents who are not immunized to get the MMR vaccine. Montana discontinued its protocol for tracking immunization rates at the county level after a 2021 state law removed the requirement to do so. Republican Jennifer Carlson of Belgrade carried the legislation that makes Montana the only state in the nation not to track immunization rates, which can help evaluate public health risk when cases of contagious diseases like measles arise. County health officials recommend that anyone who thinks they might have been exposed to measles at the hospital or elsewhere should contact their primary health care provider. Health officials also strongly advise that people experiencing symptoms should stay home except for testing or treatment. A St. Peter's Hospital spokesperson said, "It is extremely important that you do not enter a clinic building without calling ahead so that precautions can be taken to avoid exposing others. If you are experiencing a medical emergency, please alert staff upon arrival. Visitors who suspect they may have been exposed should call the hospital before arriving and not immediately come inside. Measles symptoms commonly begin 7 days to 2 weeks after exposure, but could take as many as 21 days to appear. Early symptoms can include a high fever, cough, runny nose, and red, watery eyes. Later on, tiny white spots may appear inside the mouth, followed by a red rash on the body that begins on the face and spreads to the neck, abdomen, arms, legs, and feet. In severe cases, the virus can be deadly. And the disease is incredibly contagious. The measles virus can stay in the air for up to 2 hours after an infected person has left the area. People at a higher risk for experiencing severe measles symptoms include infants and those who are immunocompromised or pregnant. The 5 recent measles cases in Lewis and Clark County since March 15th are part of a resurgence of measles in Montana that began last April. Lewis and Clark County reported its first case in several decades last August. Montana has confirmed 41 measles cases since last spring. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.